Hey, this is Stainar. So this morning I was at a bloggers panel. It was a group of about a dozen people, and we had two people that are very successful at blogging, kind of sharing some tips and tricks. And one of the questions that came up was, what are tags? So if you have a WordPress blog, what are tags and are they important? And the answer was that they're really not that important, but I just want to share three reasons why I think they're very important. First of all, let me just tell you what tags are. Tags are basically, if you think about a book, the tags are your index at the back of the book. It's all the key words that allow you to reference the content throughout your blog. So you might have 100 blog posts and 200 tags that will help people figure out, you know, what your content includes and where they can find certain blog posts about a specific keyword phrase. So that's what a tag is. And when you write a blog post, you can have one or multiple tags associated with that blog post. And I encourage you to do that. So the first reason tags are important is because when you write a blog post and you publish it, the tags are often included either at the beginning or at the end of your blog post. And so if you're writing about how to cook spaghetti, you might have some tags about boiling water, about choosing the right kind of spaghetti sauce and the right kind of noodles. So at the end of the post, somebody wants to learn more about boiling water, that could be one of your tags. And so when they click on that keyword phrase or that tag, it would pull up any other blog posts that are related to boiling water. So it encourages people to click and read other blog posts, and it really allows them to focus in on specific aspects of a particular blog post that they find most interesting and want to learn more about. So that's the first reason. It encourages people to read more of your blog. The second reason that tags are important is, especially in WordPress, as far as I know, when you set up your blog, and you create a new blog post, it creates a new page or URL specific to that post that Google can index. Well, WordPress does the same thing for each individual tag. So if you have a tag about boiling water, then now you have a unique URL that Google can index about boiling water. If you have a tag about choosing the right kind of spaghetti, then it creates a URL that Google can index about choosing the right kind of spaghetti. So each tag creates a new unique URL and therefore increases the number of pages that Google can index on your site. And that's important for search engine optimization, so people can find your site when they're doing searches about broader keywords that maybe aren't specifically mentioned within your posts, but are included in your tags. That's the second reason. So the third reason is that when you're blogging, and if you've been blogging for a while, sometimes you might be blogging about a number of different topics that are interrelated, but somewhat tangential. And so tags allow you to do some more micro categorization of your posts. You might have a half a dozen broad categories, but the tags allow you to get more specific into some niche topics. So for example, you might have a category on podcasting, but you might have some subcategories around individual topics within podcasting. So you can use tags to identify those subcategories, and then people can subscribe to those tag RSS feeds. And you can also use the RSS feeds from those tags to submit your content to other websites. So for example, you might have a series of blog posts that only have to do with boiling water, and those are the ones that you want to automatically send to Twitter or to Facebook. Then you can pull the RSS feeds from those tags only, and therefore, you know, speak only to a specific niche within your market. So if you haven't thought about tags, I encourage you to listen to this audio post again and think about how you're using tags and what benefit it might have for your audience. If you want to ask me any questions, reach out to me on my blog at stainarknutson.com, or you can catch me on Twitter at stainarknutson. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.